Hey guys, what is up? You are listening to the Daily Hustle Podcast powered by CrossFit Peabody, and I am your host, Holly Leonard, founder and co-owner of CFP. And today we are digging into some of the biggest myths, lies, and bullshit conventional wisdom that unfortunately has been holding you back from actually achieving the transformation that you want. These myths and misconceptions and false truths have actually been making it more challenging for you to lose weight, get fit, and see the results that you want. So we are going to dispel those myths, and hopefully the end goal at the end of the podcast today is that you have a new set of rules, secrets that you can go out and operate from to really hit your goals and get to where you want to be. But before we dig into all of that, I just want to ask you a huge, huge favor. Okay, this podcast is dedicated to educating you and truly empowering you to make the changes that you want. And we are gonna do that 100% free of charge. There is nothing behind the podcast other than adding value to you and to your life. So one thing that I ask, if you're getting value from this, if you love the content and it's helping motivate you to move you forward, please refer a friend, someone that you know can benefit from all the information and everything that we are going to cover on the podcast. That's it. Just referring the Daily Hustle to a family member, a friend, someone that you know can get inspired to take that next step and take action on their goals. So one of the biggest myths, and this one drives me crazy because it is so far from the truth that if people actually just didn't do this, they would see the results and they wouldn't be as frustrated. One of the biggest myths that people always tell me is, you know, they need or they're focusing on long, sweaty cardio workouts to lose weight. Okay, more often than not, people, the first thing people think about when they think, okay, I want to lose weight, is they think, I got to go and do my cardio. One, because that's what they think they need to do to lose weight, right? I got to get a sweat. I got to, you know, that makes me think I'm working hard and I got to burn calories. And it's also the easier thing to do, not easier in the sense of the workout being easier, but it's less confusing to hop on a treadmill or a bike or a Stairmaster than it is to figure out the sea of machines or free weights. So most people gravitate towards that. So get this, guys, okay? If this is one takeaway from this episode, it is that if you replace, now I'm not saying that cardio doesn't have its place. Obviously, it's got its benefits, okay, heart health, all of that, right? But if you traded in those sweat sessions, those long cardio sessions for strength training, you would get way closer to the results that you want. You would start seeing progress and you would start looking and feeling the way that you want, okay? Most people want to look great naked, okay? If your goal is to look good naked, okay, have that lean tone look, you know, reduce clothes sizes, reduce overall body fat, okay? Maybe you're not happy with what some folks would call the spare tire or the love handles. If you want to lean out and lose weight, okay, long, sweaty cardio sessions are making it more challenging for you to do that, okay? Muscle. Okay, building lean muscle. Muscle is metabolically active tissue. What that means is that you burn way more calories, okay, with more muscle than you do with fat, right? So strength training, okay, whether that's dumbbells, kettlebells, barbells, your own body weight, okay, that is going to help you build lean muscle. Cardio, other than, you know, oh, I feel great, I worked up a sweat, it does not build lean muscle. So it's actually, some would say, and I always say this, it's actually making you fatter, okay? So if you can trade in some of those long cardio sessions for strength training, you are gonna start looking better, feeling better, your clothes are gonna fit better. Now, I always get the pushback on two things, and that's, oh, I gotta get in a sweat to feel like I got a good workout, okay? Sweat has nothing to do with getting a good workout, all right? What happens in July and August We sweat our asses off. I didn't do anything. I'm not doing anything. I could go in a sauna and sweat. Okay. That does nothing for my fitness. Okay. We need to focus on things that are going to elevate our metabolism, help us burn calories when we're working, sleeping, doing nothing. And that is going to be strength training. Now, if you do it right, okay, if you do functional fitness, like we're teaching here at our facility, you can do body weight movements, kettlebells, dumbbells. You can do that in a way that absolutely gets your heart rate up. So you can kill two birds with one stone. You get strength training, and you also get that conditioning element, which makes it much more efficient. And the second thing of pushback, especially from females that I get, is that, and this kind of brings us into myth number two, well, if I'm lifting, you know, tons of weight, I don't want to get bulky. Okay, that's kind of the second thing that comes out of people's mouth is say, I want to, you know, look lean, I want to look toned, but I don't want to look bulky. And I chuckle in my head because it doesn't work that way. Okay, most people that say this, especially women, are overweight. Okay, I hate to break it to you, but you're already bulky. Okay, our excess fat is making you look bulky. By building lean muscle, you actually make yourself smaller. Every single person that you look at and you're like, oh, I wish I could look like that. Okay, whether it's male, female, those people aren't doing, they're not walking, they're not doing cardio, they're doing strength training. Okay, so if you want to go down in clothes sizes, if you want to look good naked, you want to have, you know, shape to your arms so you can wear a tank top for the first time in, you know, who knows how many years, lifting weights is the key. It will not make you bulky. For females, and I'll tell you this straight up, I have been lifting. Okay, last episode I told you about how I got into this industry, and it was because I was fat and overweight, and I started lifting every single day. I went to the gym, I was lifting, and yes, of course, I also did my cardio and conditioning. But I've been lifting for 16 years, and I lift heavy. Okay, I like to train, you know, pretty intense. It's my 1 hour a day. I am not in there to work out. I train with a purpose. I have specific goals, okay? If lifting weights made you bulky, okay, 16 years of training, I would be huge, okay? It doesn't work that way. Unless you are taking things to make you unnaturally gain muscle, or you're just absolutely genetically gifted to put on muscle at a high rate of speed, that's not going to happen. Okay, so this is more for you girls. Okay, do not be scared to lift the weights. I promise you, if you are out there, if you are scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through Facebook, if you're looking at people that are fit and you're saying to yourself, oh man, I wish I could look like that. Like I said, they're not doing that on the elliptical or the Stairmaster, okay? You've gotta lift weights. So start trading in a couple of your days, lift weights, trade in the cardio. If, you know, we still wanna get that heart rate up, move the weights faster, do things as circuits, do interval training. There's a ton of different ways that you can do that, okay? So myth number one, you do not need long, sweaty cardio workouts if your goal is to lose weight and lean out, okay? You need strength training, and strength training isn't going to make you bulky, okay? I have not met in the 12 years of doing this and the thousands of clients that I have trained, I've literally only come across one female athlete that put on muscle at a faster rate than other clients, and that was their genetic predisposition. The same goes for the guys. Dudes, if you're listening to this and you want to look good naked, you want to get you know, nice sculpted shoulders, you want to get leaned out abs, lifting weights, get off the cardio and, you know, move some weight. That is going to get you guys that look and that feel that you want. Okay, myth number three, this kills me, okay? Because people, at the end of the day, people, in my opinion, are just suffering too much to get the results that they want. So my whole MO, what we teach here at our facility, is I wanna get you the results that you want with the least amount of effort, the least amount of stress, and the least amount of struggle, okay? Less stress, less struggle, and less suffering. okay? And you can absolutely do that. So myth number three is I've got to eat less and diet to lose weight. No, okay? We know, think about listening right now. For those of you listening, think about how many diets, how many nutrition plans, how many things that you've been on. Have those approaches, have those programs helped you get to where you want to be and kept it off? Are you happy with where you're at? Do you look good naked? Do you look good on the beach? Are you exactly where you want to be? If the answer is no, stop going back to shit that doesn't work, okay? We do not need to eat less and diet to lose weight, okay? If we're doing the right things for our training, for our workouts, okay, if we're lifting weights, if we're balancing that out with the right amount of conditioning, okay, we actually need significantly more food than what we're pre-programmed, okay? It kills me, it pains me when people come in and, yeah, I'm eating, you know, 1,200 calories, or in the past I've had clients come in and they're eating, you know, 800-900 calories because they're so desperate to lose weight, and I get it, and I love the dedication, but I hate that you're killing yourself. It legit breaks my heart, because you should not be starving all the time. You shouldn't be continuously fighting cravings, okay? If you're constantly battling this inner demon of, and you're saying all this bullshit to yourself, like, why am I not motivated? Why am I, you know, continuously falling off track? I can't do anything, and this, that, and the other. It's not because you're not dedicated. It's not because you don't have motivation. It's because you are starving yourself. You're cutting out, you know, maybe entire food groups to do that, carbs or fat, and you're not giving your body what it needs. So on the flip side, okay, we need to start eating more food and ditching the diets and finding something that is a more balanced approach, okay? Balanced approach, meaning protein, fat, carbs, okay, and the right amount of calories. So if you have no idea how many calories that you should be taking in, there are some online calculators. You can go in, you can put your weight, you can put your activity level. You can do something like we have here at our facility, which is called an in-body assessment, where it accurately figures out how much body fat you have. It gets your weight, and then we can use that to set you up with custom calories. But you can also do that. You can Google online, find a calculator, and it won't be as accurate, but it will give you at least a little ballpark figure. So a balanced approach with the right amount of calories. That fourth myth, okay, kind of coming off that balanced approach. Too many people, when we talk about nutrition, when we look at food labels, the number one thing that people are aware of, or they try to do, is eat low calorie, and they look at the fat intake on the label, okay? It, when you take the fat out of any food, it tastes like crap. It, fat, you know, butter, oil, fat makes things taste good. Overconsumption of fat isn't good, but when you gravitate towards those low calorie, low fat options, all they have done, it is bullshit marketing, okay? Those packages, look, open up your cupboard next time you go into the grocery store. Look at the packaging and the items that are telling you it's low fat, it's low calorie. It's usually, you know, snack wells and granola bars and this, that, and the other, things that are just loaded with sugar. In order for those products to actually taste good so that you buy more of them, they need to replace the fat with something. And that replacement is sugar or fake sugar or something like that, because that's gonna make those products taste good. And if you take one thing away nutritionally, or two things rather, getting your calories up most likely, and focusing on the amount of sugar that you're taking in. Now, I'm not telling you that carbs are evil and making you gain weight, but it is definitely not fat. We've got to have a balanced approach. So if all you're doing is looking at low fat, low calorie, you are subscribing to that old school method that it's just calories that matter. And it's not. We're not going to get into that at all on today's podcast, but calories do not matter. It is actually the composition of your meals, composition meaning what those meals are made up of, that matters, okay? What those meals are made up of versus the number of calories is the key determining factor whether that meal is going to force you to, it's going to keep you in a lean, low blood sugar state, or it's actually going to make you store body fat. Let's recap on that, guys. Long, sweaty cardio workouts absolutely should not be the focus if you're trying to lose weight. You should trade in some of those sessions for strength training, full body metabolic functional training. Get off the machines, get off. Those are confusing. Focus on functional training. Focus on getting your calories up to a level that you feel good, energized. You're not starving. You're not fighting these cravings and feeling like crap every time you give in. That's going to help the scale move in the right direction. You're going to start seeing and feeling a difference. And if you can shift your focus from just low cal, low fat to more whole food, higher protein, a moderate amount of fat, those are some of the key strategies you need moving forward to get the results that you want. So I hope digging into those four myths, they aren't necessarily in any order, but those are the top four things that I hear when I talk with clients or we meet with new clients on some things that they've done. But it is absolutely crazy to me how many people out there are struggling and that do not need to struggle. If your motivation is there, if you have, as I talked about in my last episode, if you have hit rock bottom, if you are just sick and tired of feeling like crap, not being happy with what you see in the mirror, you owe it to yourself to do something different. So re-listen to the podcast. Let's work on that new mindset, establishing some better long-term habits, and that is going to help the scale and your reflection in the mirror start to move in the direction that you want. So again, guys, this podcast is completely listener-driven, experience-driven. If there are things that you want to know, there are things that you want me to talk about, educate about, motivate you, please let me know. And please don't hesitate to send a friend to this podcast. I love it, guys. I'm having a blast. And hopefully you found a ton of value in today's episode. So go out there, guys, this week. It's Monday. Let's kick some ass and let's make some changes. And have a great week. And I will see you back on the next episode of the podcast.